Everyone, how you guys doing today? I think I'm good. Am I live? I think I'm fucking live. All right, awesome. It kind of tells you, it doesn't tell you all the things in the world to know about this, but I think I'm live. It's currently 9:26 p.m. Sunday night, the 16th of August. It's been a fucking day. It's been a weird day, hasn't it? If you follow any of the online happenings, and I've only been tangentially paying attention because it's like a fucking sauna where I live. But it's been weird. A lot of shit going on. A lot of weird revelations today, right? I'm hearing reports that a certain marvelous Mr. Vickers has retained an attorney. Now, granted, the source on that might not be the most reliable person on the planet, but at the same time, speculation abound is going to happen. Fear will be struck into the guts of some. And, of course, there's a whole bunch of coping and seething happening at the same time. It's really funny to me. Really goddamn fucking funny. What's going on, Shidoko? Man, how you doing? Thanks for coming by, man. Appreciate it. Just hanging out tonight for about an hour. Just pretty much the whole idea tonight is to take calls. So if you guys out there want to call on in, if you guys want to chat with me for a little bit, we can do that. If not, that's all good. We'll just talk to the chat for a while. Only going to be on for an hour. Last night I did 3 hours. That was fun. My God, I was fucking exhausted when it was over. Why is my phone acting up? What is happening right now? Let me just turn that off. Let me just turn that airplane, goddamned airplane mode. I should always have these things already done. There we go. There we go. Good old airplane mode. Nope, that's not it's not turned on yet, you motherfucker. All right, There we go. That should be good. Okay, we're good. We're fine. It's a brand new phone, and it's like, I want to take 30 seconds to go to airplane mode. Like, God damn it, were you designed by the TS fucking A? What the hell's going on here? So, yeah, Shidoko, yeah, anything is pretty much open, man. It's open calls, open conversations. I'm not looking. I don't have an agenda tonight. That's why I titled it, We're Entering Boulder Country. It's just literally whatever's on people's minds that they want to talk about. It's open phone call. These are fun to me because the conversation can go a multitude of different directions and they can always go away. You don't quite know. Like last night, Ear Juice called in. We had two calls from Australia. Granted, it was midnight Pacific Standard Time, but two calls from Australia, good phone calls, and they were fun conversations. So it's like you can get them from all over the world. You can get them from anywhere. And it's cool. Like to me, that's a lot of fun. Who knows what might be happening? Who knows where things are going to go? Who knows who might be calling in? But I'll tell you guys what. In the meantime, somebody did actually call me today, and they left a voicemail. I'll play the voicemail. This should work, at least as a tester. But I'll play the voicemail, and you guys can hear what one of the people listening last night had to say when they caught the replay this morning.
Mr. Matt Jarvo, you are a god. The 180 story over the past 4 years has been very entertaining to watch. You need to write a book. Just write all of it about Ethan and the other guys, fucking everybody, and just all the dirty laundry in a book. It would sell. Do it.
Thank you very much, anonymous man, sir, who called in. I appreciate the vote of confidence. I appreciate you wanting to know the Boulder story. You know, we could call it 1 year Boulder or 2 years Boulder, considering that's been 2 years. Look, jokes aside, I think it's a horrible idea, if I'm being honest with you. For one, there's not that much to tell. You know, if people want there to be like, ooh, what's the inside track like? It's a lot of bullshit. You know, it's a lot of bullshit. But I appreciate that people have find the story of the downfall of Ethan Ralph, and I guess the somehow majestic rise of me, which I say that very tongue in cheek, by the way. So Kiwi Farms, like, slow your roll. I'm being facetious, and you know, it's like I think it's funny that we're in the situation we find ourselves in, and I think the people who have made this somewhat possible keep digging this odd gunt shaped grave. It's such a weird thing to watch. You know, you had Josh from... All right, we got one coming on in. Let's see who this is. 646, you're on the air. How's it going?
How you doing, Matt? It's Anthony. How you doing today?
What's up, Anthony? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
I should have recognized your number from when you called to the other show.
Yeah, I know.
So, what's on your mind, man? What you thinking about?
Oh, I'm just thinking about some things, you know. My birthday's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Nice. What you doing for your birthday?
I don't know. Unknown. It's unknown.
You're turning 37. I mean, I'm 1 year older than you, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 1 year older. You know, like, my birthday happened during a fucking pandemic quarantine lockdown thing. So I get where you're at. But it's like, you live in New York, man. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there's things to do. Mm-hmm. You know, like, yep. I think Tenet should be in theaters by then. You could go see Tenet.
Yep. With my mom and my stepdad.
Well, there you go. That's something to do for your birthday. That's something that, you know, that works out well for you.
Cuomo approves the deal. If Cuomo approves.
Well. Yeah.
The governor.
If the governor.
Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, if Cuomo pulls his head out of his ass, you know?
Yeah. I just watched Ant-Man and Wasp today.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one up on Disney Plus. I saw they put that up there now.
Me and my mom and Lewis. Now I all watch all the MCU Infinity Saga. Now I watched it all.
Oh, you hadn't seen Ant-Man at this point?
No. I haven't seen Ant-Man and Wasp.
I mean,
it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it's not my favorite MCU film. It's kind of down there, I think, the way I view it. Nothing really happens in the movie, you know, like that I think is, I mean, right now it could be anything. But but it's still a fun movie, sure.
I'm watching Wynonna Earp.
I have not seen that show yet, so I have I've heard it's good. Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on Sci-Fi.
Oh, okay. It's on Sci-Fi. Okay, cool. So there's definitely, like, you know, a lot to watch out there. So if anything, you could always have like an in party for your birthday. You know, just find things you haven't watched yet, get popcorn, soda, hang out with your family. You know, that's honestly what I do every fucking day.
My uncle came last night. My uncle came yesterday. My uncle from Pennsylvania.
Oh, good. So you got more family. How long is he staying in town for?
Well, he just left this today.
So he came in last night. Oh, I see. So he just came in for one night. Oh, well, that's not a long time to spend with family.
Yeah, I know. But he's my favorite uncle.
Well, I mean, you could always go visit him.
I can go visit him in Pennsylvania. He can come visit me, et cetera. Yeah. I haven't seen Lovecraft Country, though. I'll watch it in the next several weeks.
Well, yeah, you should watch Lovecraft Country. I just watched it tonight. It's really good. Then you could go watch my review of it. It's really good. Well,
I'm watching Perry Mason right now, so I need to finish that first.
Yeah. Go watch Perry Mason and then go and check that one out. But all right, man. Well, hey, I'm gonna let you go. I see I got a couple that have been trying to get on in. But Anthony, thank you again for crawling on in, man. We'll be doing the Hollywood After Dark stuff here probably like towards the end of the week. And
I'm ready for it.
So that will be pretty much all movie talk over there. Right now, I'm just doing stuff over here. So
check out the Shakespeare Shitstorm trailer.
Oh, for Shakespeare? Roma.
Shakespeare Shitstorm.
Oh, okay.
Rick Hoffman's latest movie. They just did a reading the other night on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out.
All right. See you, Matt.
All right. Thanks a lot, dude. Appreciate it. All right, Anthony. Anthony calls in a lot. I'm having some audio issues right now. My mixer keeps resetting it for some fucking reason. But anyway. Anthony's a good dude. Calls in anytime I have an open call in. Anthony is usually one of the first people there, so he's a good guy. He's a loyal viewer, loyal listener. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. So I see OV Warriors in the chat. Mitch is in the chat. Jeffrey's in the chat. What's up? Reporting from Lake Tahoe. I will fully admit I have not been to Lake Tahoe. It's a place I'd like to go to. You know, but I live next to a lake. It's nowhere near as glorious as Tahoe, but still. It's not bad. It's not terrible at all. So as always, you guys can call in 323-207-0499 as we heard from Anthony there. It's an open conversation, so whatever you guys is on your mind. You know, if you're following any of the news of the day, I guess, it's what's been happening. Let me just look through Twitter. What's trending on Twitter? Boston Red Sox lost to the Yankees. I don't fucking care. Some guy named Xavier unfortunately passed away. He was an MMA fighter. That's unfortunate, man. You know, Dude's only a couple years older than me. That's unfortunate. Let's see. There's a delayed for an election in New Zealand because of COVID. Like the one case that they got. That's a big. Yeah, you got to give it to New Zealand. Like one person sneezes, they shut it down. If this pandemic was a game pandemic, they would now be the newest Madagascar. I think we all can agree on that one here. But otherwise, so yeah, it's open. And let me see. Let me look around here. Anything crazier in the fucking weird news category? I didn't prep anything. I just kind of decided to go live because it's hot as balls out here. And I thought, you know what? Screw it. Oh, here's one. A teen's lemonade stand was robbed at gunpoint over $30. Jesus Christ. So I'll just go through this one here. Police in Peoria, Illinois are searching for two teenagers who robbed a lemonade stand at gunpoint. You know, the cream of the crop that comes out of clearly of Illinois, right? You know, the good people of Illinois, like you robbed teenagers robbed a goddamn lemonade stand. Anyway, the robbery occurred Friday evening when two males approached 13-year-old Jude Peterson and his friends as they sold lemonade on the corner. In a video provided by a neighbor, a male in a dark hoodie, who was described as a teenager, moves fast, displaying what looks to be a firearm. Then he quickly snatches the boy's cash box, running off with $30. Nathan Peterson's Jude's father was in the basement when his wife called down to him saying that the boys were just jumped. He says, "I almost just blacked out a little bit. I felt my body running up the stairs, but for a moment it was pretty intense." I don't really care what the dad has to say, if I'm being honest with you. I don't view that as being something that needs to be the last line of this whole fucking story. The dad's like, "I was really afraid." Okay. Well, you know, your kid got fucking jumped, dude. So, and a dude pulled out a gat and ripped him off for $30. He's a 13-year-old kid selling lemonade. He got robbed. You know, I mean, why weren't you watching him? No, I guarantee you, man, the two teens in hoodies, they live nearby. They guarantee they live nearby. So they'll probably find out who someone's going to snitch. There's going to be a confidential informant that was like, "I was supposed to get my cut. I was doing the lookout. And they cut me out of that $30. So I'm turning them in." But if they flashed a gun, I mean, that's an automatic felony instead of a misdemeanor. And that comes with some serious-ass jail time. So this dude, if he ever gets busted, these two guys, man, they're going to go to jail over fucking a $30 robbery, you know, like a $30 robbery. It's like, "Oh, was your freedom worth $30? You fucking moron. Did you really think that a 13-year-old kid shilling lemonade on the fucking street corner during August in Peoria, Illinois is going to be loaded with cash? You know, he's slinging lemonade. He ain't slinging ice. He ain't Heisenberging that shit, you stupid motherfucker." But unfortunately, doesn't really seem to work out that way. So, let's see here. Astro Josh says, "Wow, so sad to hear we've gotten to the point where we need to rob a lemonade stand." Well, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad. You know, it shows you the level of crime that happens in Peoria, Illinois. It is not a lot of crime. It is simply other shit. All right, so you know what I'll do? I'm going to drop a Discord link, an invite, and you guys can, let me see here. If you guys don't feel comfortable calling in and you guys want to chat, we'll do a Discord call in, which I think is fine. I've done that multiple times. Okay. Let's just edit the invite link here. All right. And cool. So that is in there we go. I just posted the Discord link in the video chat right there. You guys can either call in or join the Discord. Let me know. We'll verify you, get you guys in. Let's see here. Focus Break Habib says, "Whoa, I'm a mod." Yeah, you're a mod. Yeah, of course, Habib, you're a mod. Habib, you've been a good friend for a couple of years. Of course I made you a mod. I reward loyalty with wrenches. Don't you know? I don't pay you any money for your time, but I reward it with wrenches. That's how this works. Let's see. The president and VP of Somalia got into a fistfight. Really? The president and vice president of Somalia got into... How'd that work out? I mean, I'm really curious how that whole thing fucking played out there. You know, is there video footage of that? Hey, what's going on, Tizzy? How you doing, Tizzy? You know what? I'm gonna add Tizzy as a mod because I know Tizzy pretty well. So, there you guys go. But yeah, if you guys wanna, let's see, what time you rarely tune in? Well, I think I made you a mod like 2 years ago, Habib. I made you a mod when I was adding people to like help moderate my comment section when it was like a dumpster fire. It's less of a dumpster fire now, and I don't need the help as like at all. But back then, it was kind of a hell of a dumpster fire. So I think I made some people some mods, and then I never followed up with them over it. So I literally have no idea if people were just going through and mass deleting comments. I had no fucking idea. So I get accused of that all the time. Be like, you delete comments. Like, I don't delete comments. I have an aggressive comment filter, but I rarely ever delete comments. You know, so like maybe I have some mods that still hang out and delete shit before I see it. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. It could be anything. But remember, 323-207-0499. Or if you guys are wanting to get into the Discord there, we can get you guys in. All right. Commissar Turtle. I think I saw him asking. So let's just him do that one. And then, okay, who are the other ones there? I saw Habib and... Let me just get you in, and then whoever this Kino fan is, this might be, with that name, this might be a bad idea. But if you head over to the general chat and voice chat, I'll bring people into the streaming, so we can see it. There we go. It's up right there. All right. That's open here. Let's see. Shidoko says, I think I fall into one of those you randomly made a mod. Most likely. Most fucking likely, dude. Let's see. Okay. Astro says, I remember those days. Yeah, those are some wild days, man. Those are the days where I had videos getting like up to 7,000 dislikes. You know, it was after a while, I just was like, I think I use it as a bit of a point of pride, as weird as that is to fucking say. I use it as a bit of a point of pride. People are like, oh my God, how bad is it? I'm all like 7,000 dislikes bad. And they're like, oh my God. And I'm all like, yeah, it's fucking funny. Cause after a while, you just have to kind of laugh at it. You know, when all of a sudden you're getting like, you know, you get a video and it's like 7,000 dislikes and a whole bunch of those comments are telling you to literally neck yourself. After a while, it just becomes massively, wildly over the top, absurd. So you just have to laugh at it. Let's see here. A troll call. All right, then. I'm sure there will be troll calls. I've gotten troll calls before. Some have been pretty good. Some have been kind of lame. There's been good. There's been bad over the years when I do it. You know, it just happens. People who ask, that's why I kind of jump it in. So, all right, we see I got Habib here in the general. Let's move him in. Hey, what's going on, man?
Hold on. Let me just pause. Hey, what's
up? Hey, not too much, dude. Long time no talk. How you been?
Yeah, that's why I was like, yeah, I haven't been around in a while. Let's just catch up with this guy. Oh, yeah, things have been insane. You know, 2020 is a weird year.
Yeah.
I haven't really worked since February, so it's like, well, since January. Like, I got paid the last time in February. And, yeah, it's
wait,
great.
So you haven't gotten paid since February?
Yeah, as a photographer. Like, who would hire a freelance photographer in lockdown? Like,
yeah,
there's no work for me. I thought, because I was an idiot, I like Q3 and Q4 last year were pretty good. I was making bank, so I was like, I've got some savings. This thing is gonna last until May. I've got savings that will last me till June. I'll be fine. June was 2 months ago.
and now you're edging closer and closer to like that decision of, do I start sucking dick? Like,
I'm a step above sucking dick.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Twitch streamer now.
Ah, yeah, that is a step above. That is a step above. I thought about doing that too, you know. And then I was like, well, it'd be easier to suck the dick. I think at this point, I think it'd be easier to suck the dick than it would be to be a Twitch streamer.
It's an option, but you know, the social distancing. I don't know if I want to suck dick.
Yeah, well, what you do is you get yourself a big like bendy straw, right? like a big one, like a novelty bendy straw, and then you just like hook it up to a like a you know, like a vacuum or something, like a dustbuster, and then you just coat it with like lube and cotton balls. And then really, it's just going to, no one's going to know the difference. Like, oh no, lay back. It's okay. It's okay. You're going to hear a loud whirl, but that's perfectly natural. All right. That's, it's the inner male purring system. It's just, it's how we male escorts, you know, provide you with the best amount of service. You might feel a slight tug, a pinch, and a pull, but it's okay. It's okay. Just lay back.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. You're going to finish, which is really all you fucking care about, right? Like, I think at that point, that's really all it boils down to. The weird things we talk about here on this show. But I, you know, like, I mean, yeah, I know there's, you know, I still do the Uber delivery and whatnot. And I just picked up another job working with the government. And so, like, I'm still going through my training on that. And that's what I'm doing. That's why this is going to be a short stream, because I have to go and do training. That's going to be fun. And learn everything I need to know about this job. But it pays well, you know, and it pays 25% more on Sunday. So I'm like, all right, I'll do training on Sunday. Sure, fuck it. I'll get paid more money just to kind of hang out and, like, read a phone, because all the training's done on an iPhone.
Nice. So are you allowed to see what kind of job it is?
I'm sorry. You're kind of breaking up. What?
Can you hear me right now?
It's a little bit iffy.
Oh, I think it's just connection. Wait, like bar. God damn it.
Still, I mean,
let me disconnect.
Yeah, if you disconnect, come back in, I'll bring you back in. It might help. Discord's like that sometimes.
All right. Sure.
Alright, let me just check the chat here. Let's see. all right. Hey, what's going on, Jess? What's going on, Butter Nugget? Astro says that's a picture I didn't need. Hey, man, everything involving some kind of sex toy is a picture you probably need in your life, provided you are of age and you are not giving it to children. So we have to make sure we have to be fair on that one. We have to be very upfront. This is an 18 plus scenario, not 18. Sweet. GTFO. That's how we have to do it. I think this day and age on the internet, you have to really make that abundantly fucking clear, because otherwise it gets into some weird gray areas, as I've been noticing recently.
Yeah. Do you hear me better now?
Yeah, I do hear you better now. Yeah.
All right. So what, are you allowed to say what kind of job it is, or do you want it to be?
It's working. I'm working with the United States Census. So I'm going around.
You guys are doing your census now.
Yeah, we're doing the census. I'm just going to go in and be like, knock on the door. Hi, my name is Matt. I work with the United States Census Bureau. I'm here to ask you some questions. I notice you happen to have a MAGA poster out front of your property. 2020, right? Keep America great. So I don't know. We're not supposed to do that. Like, we're not supposed to, like, you know, like, be very courteous and very professional. And that's not a problem. Yeah. But they want you to do this, like, weird quick connect. Is what they called it, quick connect. So they want you to, like, very quickly establish a rapport with the person by commenting on something surface level on the outside of their house. You know, oh, I noticed you have this sports team flag outside your house, or you happen to enjoy that sports ball player as evidenced by a decal on your vehicle. You might be into Star Wars or feminism. Find something you can then use as a way to get in the door. And I'm like, these are just salesman tactics. You know, like, you're literally asking us to be salesmen.
It's like elevator pitches, but, you know, door to door. It's a whole different kind of thing.
Oh, I don't do door to door,
but yeah, elevator pitches are my thing. Like, 30 seconds to sell yourself, go. And I'm like, where do I start? Hi, I'm a guy. I shoot people for a living. With a camera, though.
Yeah, with a camera. Yeah. You're like, I'm not John Wick, although for enough money, I could be. You know?
But yeah, there's a lot of fraud that goes before you start your pitch, like, you start reading the person.
Yeah, I remember, like, I went and I applied for a job at a rental car place a number of years ago. And the manager was like, he's like, I need to test your upsell skills. I hate upselling, right? I hate upselling. I feel like it's forced many times. So anyway, he goes, try to sell me this pen, right? And I just watched like The Wolf of Wall Street, and there's that like whole bit where they're like, "Sell me this pen." And I had like just rewatched the movie like a couple days before, so I literally just mimicked that scene. And the guy was like, "Man, wow, that's really good. Like, that's really good." And I'm all like, "Yeah, yeah, that's good, man." He's like, "No, like they literally called me an hour later and they offered me the job." Like an hour later, they offered me the job, and then I turned it down because I was like, "I don't want to fucking work. I'm just gonna do YouTube videos. I can pay my goddamn rent." You know, this is like 20. This is like 2016. I was making pretty decent money. I just was trying to like do something to pay taxes, and like take care of all that. But yeah.
Yeah, I did get a job once selling investment packages to people. You know, we meet clients or you do it in the call center. Like, I had access to many methods to reach clients, and they gave me a big list of clientele. Like, go call those and approach them. And after, like, the first 2 days of doing that job, I was like, the tactics that they kept pushing to upsell these, I mean, some of them are, you know, well, like, very, very wealthy men. So they're just like, you know, whatever. Let's throw $1 million at you. But some of those people that we were calling, they were retirees. It's like their life savings. And once we take those clientele, they're like, we're willing to invest with you. We give them to the advisors, the investment advisors. And they're just like, they're throwing all that money into high-risk investments. And I'm like, that's not how you do it. You need to diversify. But no, the people in there, they were just idiots. It's all about the bigger the portfolio, the better the commission is.
And yeah, I've seen that before.
I had to run away from that job. I just couldn't do it. I did that back in Saudi. Back in Saudi, I was working corporate banking, so I didn't really care. Just give me that commission, baby.
Well, one of my first jobs when I turned 18, I threw like a friend of a friend's mom or something. I got hooked up with this guy, and he was like, I sell water filters. So like this guy's literally like, you know how we always joke like Alex Jones is a water filter merchant? Like this guy like legitimately did that. And so he was like, so it was like telemarketing, and I'm like, oh, this should be an easy enough job. I like to talk. How hard could this be? Holy God, I hate it. I hated every second of it. But oftentimes they would leave me alone. It was at this dude's condo. He was running it out of his condo in San Diego, and I would drive over there, and I would be alone for like 4 or 5 hours, and I would just be sitting there. Like after a while, I'm like, you know, fuck this job, and I quit. Well, the thing is, I never officially agreed for on like job description. You know what I mean? So like, I thought I was going to be getting paid like $10 an hour plus commission, and I worked like, you know, I worked about 40 hours in that first week. I was there every day. And then I go to quit and I go to collect my money. And the guy was all like, well, I don't know how much you think you're going to be getting paid. And so he only gave me like $50. And you know, cause he was expecting there to be like, you know, cause what it was essentially was if we were to sell the appointment, right? Like our job was just to sell the appointment. He would go over there. He would then try to sell them these water filters. And if they bought one, then we would get the commission. Like, that's what it was. And I'm like, fine, I get that. I get the whole thing. But, like, the dude was never there, and I didn't get any fucking training. So I ended up taking the $50 and just going to a strip club and spending the whole goddamn thing. And I still feel like that was also my very first time at a strip club. And I did that thing where you fuck up and you lose track of how much time you've spent with the stripper. You ever done that?
Oh, dear.
It happens. Yeah. They're way better about it now because like everything is like, I haven't gone in fucking like 12 years since I've been in my relationship. But like the last time I went, they had like timed booths, you know, like the girl would put the money in for you and like it would then put a timer on.
I never had those. Like I went to strip clubs in Canada when I lived there. They never had those.
Well, this is back
in Thailand, our whole different matter.
Well, you don't know quite what you're getting when you go to the one in Thailand. Is it going to be a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, if you know what I mean? But the thing is,
all right, go ahead.
well, in this particular scenario, in this situation, what happened was that I ended up getting, like, this one woman gave me a dance, and I didn't realize how expensive the dances were. I was 18, and I had no idea how much it was going to cost. And so, like, I had $50, and I spent well past $50. And she was like, well, you owe me about $120. And I was like, I don't got it. I have 50. And she's like, what? And I'm all like, yeah, I didn't realize the cost. I'm so sorry. It's I played it real dumb. I was real stupid. There's that whole line of young, dumb, and full of cum. Like, yeah, I was literally like 4 months past turning 18, right? Like, I didn't know how this shit worked. Now I'm a fucking connoisseur of that shit. You know, I'm an expert of that shit. Right? I can walk. Well, it's because I ultimately ended up getting to know all the managers at the clubs. When I ran for governor, I got to know these guys through other endeavors. But after I ran for governor of California, they would then have me go to these strip clubs, and I would end up being like, I would be judging competitions. You know, they're like, we're doing Miss Spring Break. And they're all, you know, we've got, like, I forget who it was. It was like, it was, you know, other people that were there as their judges. And then the DJ would go, and our third judge, you might know him as the rock governor of San Diego, Mr. Matt Jarbo, former gubernatorial candidate, state of California. Stand up, Matt. Give a bow, give a wave, and let everyone know you're here to judge Miss Spring Break. And I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm like, sure. Hi, how are you? Would you like an autograph? Would you want me to kiss your child? You know, like, yeah. Like all that shit.
Pile or something.
It's like, something like that.
If you ever go to Thailand, if I ever go to Thailand, my first evening in Thailand, like, I arrived there at 3 a.m. very late at night. I didn't have anything on the plane because it was a late night plane, and after dinner, they didn't feed us anything. And dinner was atrocious anyway. I was starving. And as we arrived at the hotel, it was like 3:30 or maybe 4. It was National Day. And all the bars and restaurants and all the 24-hour places were closed. So the entire street was closed. And I was like, I need food. Is there anywhere in the kitchen? No one's in the kitchen. So I'm like, fine, I'll just go walk around and maybe find a place that has food. Now, the only place that had food, it said something in Thai, and all in Thai, but it says grill. I'm like, they've got grill. Place is open. Let's walk in. It's a strip club. They had grill in there.
That happened to me in Mexico.
Go ahead. Sorry. So I ordered a drink, some beer, a steak. I'm like, it's a grill place. So what are you going to order? And they have like these tiny round tables, and every round table would have a pole on it, and a girl would be dancing there, like to entertain you and whatnot. So I ordered her drink as well. And then, you know, she just like knelt down. So I would stick some tiptoe in her panties. And I'm like, I'm not familiar with the currency. How much do you tip them? I gave her 100 baht, which is an equivalent of about $3. This is like the smallest bill that I had anyway. She just held it up in the air. It's like Link in Legend of Zelda when he picks up like a new item. He's like, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, I had another girl dancing with her on that tiny table and another girl on my lap. And I was like, I guess I tipped them too much. Yeah, basically you need to give them 10 bucks. I give them 100.
Jesus Christ. I hit the wrong button. Sorry, guys. I've never done that because I'm cheap, but what happened to me was I was 18. This is about 2 months, 3 months, 4 months later, right? It's like a few months later after the first time going. I'm in Mexico. I'm in Tijuana. I'm with my family. We had family visiting from out of town. And we all went down to TJ to go shop and do the whole, you know, like border town experience thing. So we go to this club, the nightclub that has a lunch special, you know, it complete with the dudes who walk around with the tequila. They pour it in your mouth and they shake your head while blowing the whistle. You know,
yeah.
Like this, we're talking midday, no one else in there. And these guys came and did it to our table. Like that's the kind of environment this was. So at one point I get up and I'm like, I have to go use the restroom. And so I asked the waitress, I said, hey, excuse me, where is the bathroom? And she goes, oh, it's through the curtain first door. I'm like, okay, thank you very much. So I go through the curtain, I open the door, and I walk straight into a fucking strip club. And I kind of stop and look around, and there's like just naked women just bouncing everywhere on the stage and shit. I'm just like, what? Where am I? What did I go into? Am I in Narnia? Did I go into the wardrobe? Like, what the fuck? So I shut the door and I'm like, okay. And so I look over, I find the bathroom, I go to the bathroom, I come back out. And I look at I go over to my mom specifically. I said, hey mom, you know how you said you were going to give me $20 for shopping? She's all like, yeah. I'm like, can I get that now? She's like, why?
Okay.
I'm all like, something I want to go check out. She's like, what? I'm like, I don't really want to tell you. She's like, what? I'm all, so there's like a strip club right next door. And I'm with, like, again, my mom, my stepdad, my aunt, my two cousins, my cousin-in-law. And you know, and they're all looking at me like, wait, what? And I'm like, well, hey, when in Rome, right? You know, like, and so my mom's like, okay. And she handed me $20. And I'm like, okay. So I go and I get into the club. There was no fee to get into the club. And I go and I sit down and I light a cigarette and I order a Coke. And the Coke was like $3. So I hand her the 20. She hands me back 17 in cash. She kind of looks at me like, you're going to give me a tip? And I'm all like, I am coveting every dollar I have to make sure that I can afford what I want to get. You know, which I'm like, you hear about strip clubs in Tijuana. You hear about a lot about Tijuana. So when you're 18, you're just like, what can $17 get me? Truth of the matter is not a goddamn thing, because they charged me $3 for the drink. And then the girl came over and she was all like, oh, do you want to dance? And I'm all like, yeah. You know, I'm like, I totally want to dance. And she's like, that would be $25. I'm all like, oh, I got 17. The thing about Tijuana is you can negotiate anything in Tijuana, right? You can really negotiate anything. She did not want to negotiate because she has to give a cut to the club. So she didn't want to lose out on any money and lose out on that stuff. So I, after a few minutes, I went like, well, I don't have any money to have enough fun. I'm going to go buy tequila. So I just went and got drunk. And you know, but like, it's just sometimes you find yourself in strip clubs in different countries.
Yeah, like we don't have strip clubs here in the Middle East for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
There were ones underground in Lebanon. I used to spend the summers in Lebanon when I was a teenager. So been to a couple of those. Those were weird and shady and sketchy, and I wouldn't advise anyone to go to them because, yeah, they're not filled with good people. Well, let's just put it that way.
A lot of sex trafficking in Lebanon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good. That's like walking into tainting.
I was 18 and an idiot, so I didn't know any better. But
they kind of bank on that. Well, they bank on you being young and dumb, and then they bank on you being old and knowledgeable, but not willing to say a fucking word, you know, which is terrible and should never happen. I'm not making a joke about sex trafficking. I'm making a joke about disgusting people who do it. I have to make that abundantly clear.
I've been to ones in Canada. The ones in Cuba are interesting. Cuba is interesting.
Well, yeah, what are strip clubs like on socialism? Like, I mean, is it just a barter system or, you know?
Cuba, here's how the money system.
Do you pay in a revolution?
No. Here's how money works in Cuba if you're a tourist. You don't get to trade in their normal pesos. They would have like their normal pesos that they trade with each other in, but you get issued another set of currency that they cannot really spend as Cubans. They have to go to the bank and exchange it for a lesser value. That's how much they make, and they give the country, Cuba, its own cut of every single trade that they make. Because it's all like tourism itself is subsidized by the government. So they have to get the cut of it from that way. And it's complicated. It's messy.
Sounds like it.
Like you could go to like local shops. And if they don't have a sign, they have like a bluish sort of sign that says that we accept like tourism money. If they don't have that, then they can't take your money. Now, some of them would take US dollars, though. Give them a dollar would go. The dollar would just buy anything there.
You're saying is do your research, travel accordingly, get the most literal bang for your buck.
Exactly, yeah.
There we go.
Exactly.
But, no, but know that you're not going to be engaging in sex trafficking. So that's the other part, too. You got to be sure you're not doing that.
No, they have strict laws against sex trafficking, including even they would bar hookers from getting into clubs, especially clubs that are targeted for tourists. Because, yeah, that's a spot that would thrive on sex trafficking. So they would have bouncers that are like, yeah, they don't really care how gorgeous those hookers were. They're like, no hookers. Just go find yourself a boyfriend or something and just come in.
Well, there you go. But all right, man, I'm going to let you go because I've had some people try to call in to the voice line.
Right.
And so I'm just kind of keeping it a little lighthearted. Fun conversations as always to be. We need to get together one time and actually talk about Game of Thrones again. That was a lot of fun last time. We were the only two assholes that were out there going like, Game of Thrones season 8 ended fine. So,
yeah.
So, all right, man. Well, I'm gonna let you go, and then we'll talk soon. Thank you very much. All right, 612, you're on the air. How's it going?
All right, give me a sec. Sorry, Dublin. Hello, am I on the air?
You are on the air. Please keep N words to a minimum.
I will do. Is this the Marvelous Matt?
Apparently, that's what some folks are calling me these days. It's better than mundane. I'll tell you that. I'll be honest. It's better than mundane.
So I don't know how much you've been following, but have you been following Dick's, like, not only tweets, but now on the show, sort of debating Null live on
on the Lollipop? I followed it today. I actually tweeted not at Dick. I subtweeted it, and I simply just said, and this is something I put out just a little bit ago, why is Dick Masterson always surrounded by people who like him young? Like, what the fuck? Question mark. To which case, Dick, you know, quote tweeted me and said, a common occurrence amongst men with options was his witty retort. To which case I replied, sure, Dick, options. I mean, you're in LA. There are tons of grade schools nearby if you think that's what you mean by options.
I mean, that's why his girlfriend is like 41 years old, right?
I don't know anything about Zoomer Girl or Boomer Girl.
No, no, 80s girl.
That shows you how much I fucking know. Like, I really, right. As far as this drama is concerned, and I find it to be fascinating because I've been getting DMs all day from people from like different facets of the internet that are like, did you see this shit? Like, and they're sending me like the link to Dick talking to Noel and you know, Noel like basically saying like, I'm done with you. And then just the things Dick is saying to me come across as a deflection of something, right? It's a it's a deflection of sorts, but it's like, what is he deflecting from? Right.
Yeah.
Well, I have a theory. I have a very large, a very gunted theory on this one.
Okay.
So his buddy is Ralph. We all know this. They're very tight. They're very close together. Yep. And 6 days ago, Ralph posted revenge porn. Now it's almost a non-story. Right. And now everyone's talking about Dick and Digibro and Lollicon and all this stuff. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, you know, I'm getting messages from people and they're like, Dick is done. Don't you know, Matt? Dick is done. How do you come back from this? And I'm like, the key with that, as with anything with a lot of these people, especially someone like Dick Masterson, is you have to listen to what he actually says. Like, listen to the words. Because there's a comment he made where he goes, like, when Noel was giving him a hard time over it, when Josh was giving him shit, he goes, my audience knows that I'm a thoughts over action guy. And that's the key phrase to pay attention to, because being a thoughts over action guy gives him plausible deniability on this particular part. Because he's not into it. He's not into Lollicon. I mean, he's making all these jokes about beating off to it in front of, you know, a conservative Christian lawyer. So, hey, that's a thing. Maybe whatever his kink is now, I have no idea.
Oh, do you know, so Nikita has said on Facebook, somebody asked him if he would babysit his kids. To which Nick replied, I would rather taxidermy him before seeing that. Doug Tenaple, who we also replied to the tweet now, is now liking people's tweets, making fun of him. So, I don't know. It's not looking good for...
I don't know why you drag him in. Why do you drag those guys in? I saw those tweets, and I'm like, this is the dumbest move you could do. Like,
Doug Tenaple is against gay marriage. Why the fuck would he be against Lollicon?
Yeah. None of that makes any sense to me, to be honest with you. It's like Doug Tenable once called me like low T. He called me low T. Because he's like, oh, yeah, that Matt guy, he's pretty low T. I'm like, fuck you. My girlfriend's pregnant. I have plenty of testosterone. You're the one sitting there with purple hair. Go back to drawing Earthworm Jim, bitch. Fucking go make me some more Sock Baby. That was a good little short. If you've never seen Sock Baby, it's actually really good. It's a 4-part web series from like 2007. And it's got Doug Jones and the guys from fucking Napoleon Dynamite are in it. Anyway, so... I don't know what's going on with this. I think it's a deflection. I think they're trying to take the heat off of Ralph. Now Ralph is kind of getting in on it, which is like stupid because it's going to keep people talking. But then I heard that, and I don't know how true this is, that a halfway crook said that like Faith's dad had gotten a lawyer, retained a lawyer or retained counsel. I didn't hear the clip. That's what was sent to me.
I haven't seen anything on Kiwi.
Yeah. But, they've talked about it a little bit, but like, you know, from what I saw, what was sent my way. And, cause there's people that are now like, they just keep hitting refresh on Kiwi. And then if something pops up, they send it to me. And I'm like, I really don't want to be as involved as this. But to me is like, if you look at it from like, let's say an anthropological perspective, right? If you really start breaking it down like that, very data driven, you start, and this is how I process information. I look at it like you have just massive amounts of fuck ups, like huge career ending fuck ups that are like nowhere, getting no attention in some circles, that other fuck ups that are way less bad get a lot more attention. And I'm just wondering like why this is happening, why these guys are doubling down on this. Like, what do they think it's going to get them in the end? Because I don't think it's going to get them anything good.
No.
Everyone's talking about them.
I don't know. I feel like this dick stuff is more damaging than the Killstream stuff even, because like, you know, there were a lot of people who were like, you know, we want to fight Digi. They made meme songs about, you know, fuck Digi for his stance on this, and now Dick's making a half an hour long thing about defending Lolicon. It's just,
well, I mean, Dick, yeah, as far as I can tell, is like one of those free speech absolutist, right? And that is the angle
until,
of what he's trying to argue.
So people making fun of him, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, who am I to talk on that one, right?
Like, guy,
who am I to really comment on that?
The guy got my Twitter account pulled. I made fun of him, and he mass flagged my account. He comes at people all the time. He's fucking. It's not free speech. It's a fucking, I know it's more of a leftist position to be like, they're using free speech as a thing to stand behind. But yeah, Dick doesn't fucking care about fucking free speech as long as it gets him views, dude. Straight up.
Well, the same thing goes with Ralph. They don't care about any of that shit. They don't actually give a fuck about any of that. They never have. It's all just a ploy. I mean, if you think about it like this, when people argue, in many cases, like, look at, like, okay, let's just take it like gun sales, for example. Every time there's a mass shooting, gun sales skyrocket. And it's not because there's any actual legislation to, like, take away guns, but it's that fear of taking away guns that people use. So it's like people will play up that the government, like the media, like talking heads, pundits, whatever, the right wing will use this. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your guns. You have to protect your guns. 2A, 2A, 2A. Sales shoot through the fucking roof. They never come for your fucking guns. It's the same concept here. It's they're coming for your speech. They're coming for your speech. They're coming for your speech. But you know what? Like, we're not ever going to actually do anything about it, but we're going to make you think that we are. So you come and keep paying attention to us. But I think that's Dick's defense here. His defense with his audience. Because this is, see, again, this is not about like, this is a weird, if you look at, did you see that thing Ethan posted yesterday, that fucking text document or image he posted thanking the Killstream?
The Killstream image. Yeah.
But there's a line in there, and that shows you exactly what he's saying. He goes, the only demo that matters is the Killstream audience. It's the only demo that he cares about. Dick is the same way. The only demo he cares about is that Patreon dollar count. If that goes away, then he's going to hit fucking rock bottom, because that's going to, you know.
Well, that's the thing, that Patreon, I was showing this on Kiwi and talking about it. It has a zero tolerance policy towards lolly shit. You know, like, I don't think he'll probably get banned for, like, supporting it in a vague manner, but, like, it's fucking dangerous ground to be steading on, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, again, it's like, if it's a vague manner, there's that gray area.
Exactly.
This is where he operates, is in that gray area. You know, Digibro will come on and make the comments about like how he wishes he was a little girl in a scenario like that, which is just one of those like, okay, perhaps you should go seek some therapy.
Oh, did you see? He just like Dick just replied to that about like half an hour ago going like, that's a joke. Something made like 1,000 years ago or something to deflect or whatever. He's just like, the stupidest fucking bullshit replies.
I don't know, like,
the whole history.
I'm looking at one here. Someone sent me the Dick link, the Dick thread on Kiwi. And he just says here, I'm not dying on the hill. I'm killing the other motherfuckers on it. I cannot abide a single thought crime.
He said that's a Mersh.
Yeah. Right? And I don't know who the fuck Mersh is. I've heard the name, but I don't know who the guy is. But it goes to show you like that's his whole angle. That's his game is he'll be like, I don't agree with it, but like I'll defend its right to exist. And but then the argument on the counter side is, why are you agreeing that it's good or that you're okay with, even on the sake of just artistic expression on that principle? But the context here is children. Young children in these very graphic positions having very terrible things done to them. And it's like some of this stuff, there are actual pictures that are being used as the template for what gets drawn, you know? And like, that's even like doubly terrible in my mind, because it's like, now you're drawing CP based off of real CP. And then it's like, that's my question that I have on this, because it just kind of messes with me a bit.
Oh, you're just a moral fag, all right?
I guess I am a moral fag. I've been called that for years. Like, I was an ethics cuck during Gamergate, you know? Yep. Like, you're an optics cuck. Like, why do you care about the optics? I'm like, because if you want to reach
just put on the Fed mask and go put on the armband and just go in the street, bro.
Well, I'll just have to walk out to Portland, just drive 100 miles south, go to Portland, like, just roam the streets, join Antifa. Fuck it, be an internal Fed for them, you know, send out messages or some shit. I got two daughters, and so I'll tell you this is like, honest to God, this is a weird revelation that I had when I had my first daughter. And like, I was, it's just a couple months after she was born, and I was like surfing Reddit, and I came across this, like, this, there was, you know, porn's always shared on Reddit, right? So I'm seeing this GIF, and I'm watching this GIF. And I just had the thought that pops into my head is, I really wonder what her dad would have to say about this. Like, damn. That was a thought that I had. And then at that moment, I sat back and I went like, oh, God damn it, I'm a parent. You know, like I'm old. Yeah, I'm old. Yeah, totally. And like, that's but see, that's how I view this stuff, is like, what would their parents say about this? You know, it's like in that whole thing about like Ralph and the sex tape. And like Dick defending it. Like, dude, what if it was your daughter, man? What if that was your daughter?
Dick Boomer dad? What's he gonna think, bro?
Yeah, like, oh, it's pretty cool, man. He's getting an 18-year-old. I mean, she's kind of chubby and whatever, but like, you know, he's pulling out of his weight class, if you know what I mean. There's a reason. You know, it's terrible shit. It's like, what if that was your kid? What you should be upset at this, but like Riceda, as far as I can tell, he disavowed it.
Riceda is based. He gave me a cookie in real life. He'll always be based.
Yeah, but like they disavowed it, and then he's still tweeting with Ralph over it. I'm like, dude, your friend. Like, yeah, you disavowed it. You disavowed that. But it's like, this is beyond the pale in as far as I'm concerned. You know, like, I don't want to let up on this when it comes to Ralph. I feel such a disrespectful thing to do, like a truly maniacal sociopathic thing to do, that just being able to come out there and go, well, you know, I mean, like, some intimate recordings of us came out there. But like, you know, people learned some things and that was really about it.
That like, was all I learned some things. And
yeah, like, no, you released this because you were a drunken moron and everyone knows
dude, he was still running with the hacked angle today. Dick was running with the angle that Ralph was hacked.
And
people were saying it was like, people were like, oh, is this autistic? And it was like, are you an autistic type? But he kept going with it, and it wasn't until Null like shut him down, being like, no, that's stupid. Like, his YouTube was in there. His Instagram was in there. Dick's talking about phone cloning, which is like a physical hack. So if you could do that, why wouldn't you just use his phone? It's just stupid stuff.
Well, that's my question to it as well, because when you've got that scenario, God damn, my fucking mixer keeps auto-modulating my voice. In the scenario, what you have is, you know, like, for one, the clone wasn't phoned, because how did the file get to streamable? you know, how did you go past Jesus, my fucking stupid microphone.
You can also prove a phone is cloned. You look at there's SIM shit and all that.
I mean, like, if you go back and you look at, like, let's say the Fappening, right? Like, the Fappening had a
with Soph, is that what you're talking about?
Sorry, yeah. I'm, for some reason, every time I have Google Voice, it, like, my mixer likes to fuck up on me. I have to go manually hold it.
It's Windows 10 audio. It sucks.
It's really fucking god awful sometimes. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but whatever. The thing is, it's like, you know, you could argue, you know, that Ralph was hacked. Fine, let's argue with that. Someone still had to get their hands on that file. So the only way that I could make a valid argument, and I don't believe this, by the way, and if he hears me say this and he pulls it out of his ass, you all fucking heard it here first. But all Google right. Photos will automatically upload what you have when it's connected to the web. It auto uploads to the cloud. That's what happened with the Fappening. They got into these accounts. They got into these Apple accounts, these iPhone accounts, or these iCloud accounts. That's where they got these images from. So, like, there is plausible deniability, but all the evidence completely BTFOs that shit. There's literally no way, because I watched it live. I watched it go down live. There is literally no fucking way that he would be able to do that under any circumstances, because they got into his phone, they got into Streamable, they got into his Instagram account, they got into his YouTube channel because he was talking at the same time on the chat. So it's like all of these things are Ralph. We know that it's Ralph. And then Dick's like, he was hacked. It's like, are you fucking, you know, like, you claim to have all this integrity and you just, like, clearly don't. I mean, I've met the guy. I've met him. So I know.
Oh, I've met him too.
The act and shit. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard me tell that story, but when I met him.
The live one? Yeah, I've heard it from both perspectives.
Yeah, he was full of shit, but because he literally was complaining about people lying about him on the internet. To me.
Can I ask you a question? I know you've been following the whole Maddox thing for a long time now. Like, when do you think Dick is going to stop making fun of Maddox? Because Jamie Lynn Hughes, his old person, said his old ex-girlfriend they was trying to have a threesome with, she's quoted as saying something along the lines of, I don't think he'll ever stop until Maddox kills himself. And it's just like, it's been 4 years now since the initial event. And I'm just wondering when he's, you know, when Maddox isn't going to be a big thing. You know, if Maddox is on Twitter or on Twitch and that's the thumbnail of an episode, like, when do you think that Maddox isn't going to become entirely
It's, you know, it's when Dick can move on to something else, to be honest with you. And the truth of the matter on that one is, you know, I was hanging out with Maddox at Comic-Con last year. We were at his booth. We were hanging out. And yeah, there were like several dickheads that came by. You know, Maddox had to have 24-hour webcam security in order to, you know, to get people that were coming by and trying to fuck with him. And a few of them were, because Dick was egging it on. You know, like, I've been live on Twitch before on the Three Buck Theater account. And like, Dick came over and starts trying to talk shit. And I'm like, who fucking cares, dude? Like, let it go. You know, like, this is, but the thing is, he's such a compulsive person that he has to do that. If he doesn't continue to fight back against Maddox, then it will look like he's weak to his audience, because Maddox is still being Maddox. He's still running podcasts. He's still going to conventions.
He's doing good on YouTube from what I've seen.
He's still doing well on YouTube. He's doing live streaming. I know he's got some projects in the works. I've been to his house. He's shown me these projects, you know, and so it's like, he's got stuff coming. He's still working on shit. What is Dick?
Okay, as someone who's gotten in his head, you know, he's been around him right now. What do you think's going on in Maddox's head, seeing Dick do this to himself? I was seeing someone on Kiwi be like, Maddox must be over the fucking moon right now.
I can neither confirm nor deny how he feels, because I haven't talked to him about this.
What do you think?
But I think I given what I personally know and what I've personally seen. There's some smiles. There's ear to ear shit on this one, because I think it's but knowing what I know, and without going too much into specifics, it's kind of like, it's also, there's smiling, there's laughing, but it's also a lot of like, are you fucking, like, this is how far you want to go sort of thing. And I don't know the way, like, how Maddox ultimately views Dick and, I mean, everything else. We've talked about it a little bit, but, like, it just kind of, you know,
dude,
not
as a person
depth.
Who's a fan of IBS, I just hope that Maddox, and he does good stuff on YouTube. When he's scripted, he's really good. And I honestly hope he does something and just goes, I don't know, maybe he will, maybe he won't, but.
Oh, I mean, it kind of says something about Dick. I know he wants to eventually talk about it. I don't know what's holding him back, but let's just say he's got enough to make it whatever he would do would be very interesting in regards to people's reaction to what they would see. And that's what I can say, because I can't go into details. But
I know Maddox has the has the folder. He's got the stuff, doesn't he? I've seen some of the stuff has been released through time, but he is a mysterious figure with regard to what he has.
He's a patient man, Mr. Maddox is a patient guy, so to speak. You know, the thing is, I mean, like I'll tell you this: people gave Maddox a ton of shit. Like, he's a good guy. He's a really, really solid guy. Like, he checks in. We check in on each other pretty frequently to see how each other are doing. And, you know, like, when I had my situation, I was in L.A. a couple weeks after or a couple months after the fact for a thing. And Maddox hit me up and he's like, oh, hey, I heard you're in L.A. You want to go hang out? And I'm like, yeah, man, let's go get dinner. So we go and we get dinner. We go to this bar on Sunset and go get dinner. And he ends up, this is true, he had a few. He fucking accidentally knocks over his Guinness on my pants. Yeah. I was only in LA for 2 days. I only brought one pair of pants. I didn't bring any luggage. I was coming in and flying back out. Like, I think it was like less than 2 days. So I'm like covered in Guinness. So I smell like Guinness and we're walking back to his place on Sunset. And I'm like, well, I got to take an Uber to the fucking airport to fly back home. So I change into my shorts and then I go to the airport and it's like November. In LA, it's not that bad, but I still go to the airport and I'm there like in workout shorts and like thick socks and like tennis shoes and like a weird fucking sweatshirt. Like, I think it was like a Star Wars sweatshirt. And I was just laughing my ass off because, like, you know, that just at that moment in time, that kind of disheveled look was just my life in a fucking nutshell at that point in time. It was pretty funny, though. He's a good guy. We'll have to wait and see what happens with it. I have a feeling. It's not going to get any better. More and more people are talking. And I think because people look, I'll be fair. When it came to my situation, it was a time when there wasn't much going on. And when there's not much that's going on, kind of like the joke Josh made about Ralph that set this whole thing off. You know, people want to sacrifice someone to the corn. Yep. And they sacrificed me a couple of years ago. There's really no denying that. Yep. And so now we are in a position where there's nothing much that's happening. Life has shut down. People are running out of content to talk about. And for some reason, a couple people really want to die on the hill of defending Lollycon. And that's going to get people out there who really fucking hate Lollycon and hate pedos to start talking. Because now you're going to have weird, crazy motherfuckers kind of overlapping in a Venn diagram with other weird, crazy motherfuckers.
And Dick was talking about buying guns before he went on the episode.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too. It's all like, you know, I don't think anyone's going to attack Dick, to be honest with you. I don't think they.
No.
I mean, granted, people know where he lives and like Xander went to his place and fucked with him that one night. And I don't agree with that at all. I don't think you should go to anyone's house, you know. Like, I won't, people know where I live. I've had stuff sent to my house. I don't want anyone coming to my door, you know? And so I would never support that. And I would actively speak against it. So that's just me as a person. But yeah, I mean, well, this, whatever the fuck this week is going to bring to the table, I have no goddamn idea. It just keeps ramping
then
up.
Then I might come to his house and knock on his door and tell him a joke again. I just can't take that. He's got to have a Kalashnikov by his bedside.
He might. Yeah, someone might knock on his door at 2 a.m. and then he'll be like, oh, you're from the internet, and he'll pull out a gun. And they're just going to be like, this is going all over the internet, dude. Like, you know, it is what it is. I don't think anyone should do it. I think Dick should put the act away for a minute, realize what he's saying and everything else. But look, I think what it is, if you want my honest opinion, I think DigiBro has been loyal to Dick. And Ralph has been loyal to Dick. And since that kind of loyalty is, to be fair, it's hard to find, you know, and so people will die on that hill because of that. And that's what I think right now what Dick is doing. Dick can withstand a lot more in the long run than Ralph or Digibro can. You know, he can withstand a lot more. He's got a lot more to lose, but it's going to take a lot to knock him down to zero HP. And so he can take those hits and he can be that person. But it's like, dude, the internet never forgets. You know this. You talk about the internet. Like, don't.
Yep.
Like, I'm not saying throw your friends under a bus, but you could come out and admonish the bullshit. Don't sit there. And
all he had to say was, I think Lolicon's bad, but I still like Digibro as a guest. That was it. It was the funniest thing was it was Hef or Greek God or whatever was clearly bait tweeting him.
Yeah. Right?
And that was what set this all off.
No, I agree.
He just fucking fell for it.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. It's just like, again, it's like that hill and those deflections. You can call it gunt guarding if you want, because he's been doing that as well. I mean,
it's lolly guarding is what we're calling it on.
Oh, so it's lolly guarding. Oh yeah, I was talking with Josh a couple weeks ago, and I was on that stream with him, and he's like, "Yeah, you should." He's like, "You should sign up for the farms. You should go on there and post." And I'm like, "I don't know, man. Like, I don't know."
Oh, we'd love you.
I would go into my thread and just fucking like I read my thread occasionally. I wouldn't cry. No, I read my thread occasionally because like I just want to see what people are saying. And it's so funny because when I BTFO'd Ralph. Ralph's thread, people were like, "Yay, Matt, awesome!" And I went to my thread, and they're like, "Ooh, what a fag!" You
know? Well, that is a good thing. I will say genuinely about Null, though, is that even there was some like I've been A-logging with Dick for a while, and there was some like when like the Simtex came out and shit, Null started moving around threads to food, and then he shut down the thread. But I'd say on the overall, Null is pretty damn good for free speech, considering, like, even when it was in his financial interest, he still let us shit on the guy.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. I definitely agree. But hey, man, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to probably wind this thing down, maybe take one more call or something like that. But I didn't catch your name, but thanks for coming on.
It's all good. Thanks.
And call in again because I'm going to do these more often. These are just fun to have funny conversations.
All right. See you. Have a good one.
Have a good one, dude. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much to 612 for calling in, and very much thank you to Habib for calling in as well. I'll take about probably one more call and then wrap it up because I have to get to my training sessions before it gets to be too late tonight and it's still like 100 fucking degrees in Washington. So I am extremely fucking hot. So you guys can call in 323-207-0499. That's the number. Or if anyone wants to jump in on the Discord, we can do the Discord. Just go into the general. Oh, no, I've got a call coming in right now. All right, 516. How's it going?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks. What's on your mind? What's going on with you tonight?
I'm just chilling, playing the Outer Worlds.
Oh, nice. I haven't gotten into that one yet. And I'm a big Obsidian fan. I just haven't had the chance to get to that game yet.
Yeah. Like a lot of the like Bethesda games came out when I was like super young. So it's just like right now, like I've always wanted to play them. But, like, I think I've gotten to it where it's, like, I'm getting to, like, these games in my backlog, and I have, like, most of it done. So, it's, like, once I'm done with Outer Worlds, it's, I think I'm going to play, like, Fallout 3 and New Vegas.
Oh, nice. Nice. And New Vegas is fantastic because that's also Obsidian. And Fallout 3 is fun. It was fun for 2008. I don't think it aged exceptionally well. But, I mean, I remember when, I was at E3 2005, and I saw the first poster for Fallout 3, and it just said Fallout 3, like Bethesda. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you know, like, holy shit, we're getting more Fallout. Cause I remember playing Fallout 1 and Fallout 2 on PC back in the day. And I even had Fallout Brotherhood of Steel, that isometric shooter, that was on the Xbox and stuff from back in the day. So yeah, I've been playing that shit for over fucking 20 years and I'm a big fan of those games, but I don't feel like Bethesda. I don't know. I kind of want someone different than Todd Howard. And I know that's not like a controversial statement. Like, that's kind of what everybody says. But I think at this point, it's like fucking necessary to like get somebody else in there to maybe lead into the next generation. Todd Howard just kind of seems to drop the ball consistently. And I don't fucking get it, to be honest with you.
I love Skyrim and I just beat it like a couple months ago for the first time. And like me, it was 8 when I came out. I'm 16 now, right? And when like I still find it like really good, but I feel like a lot of the Skyrim stuff is like the story was just like super lazy and all the quest lines.
Yeah, I mean, like, Skyrim is one of those games where, like, I remember going to, the midnight release of Skyrim, you know, and I remember, like, I was unemployed at the time living in Los Angeles, and I had to, like, trade in a bunch of Xbox games to get it, but I was fine with that. You know, I went home and I started playing it, and then my girlfriend was doing that whole, like, well, are you going to go get a job? And I'm all like, yeah, once I save Skyrim, clearly.
Bye. Yeah, gotta get your priorities straight.
My priorities were like, yeah, I'm Stormcloak, motherfucker. but I mean, it's, you know, those games to me are always a lot of fun. Now I have so much trouble trying to get into any of those kind of games because they take me just so fucking long. Like, I'm working on Ghost of Tsushima right now, and I was playing that today for, like, earlier on when my kids went down for their nap. And, like, the game is a blast, and I want to spend a lot of time with it. But, like, I just don't have the time. So I have to, like, I can't just kind of get into these games. I have to just play them very, very kind of segmented. And that just takes me out of these. You know, I really wish, like, my girlfriend's like, what do you want for Father's Day? And that was, like, right when The Last of Us Part 2 came out. And I'm just like, I want you to take the girls and leave. Right. And she's like, wait, what? I'm like, just take the girls and leave. Well, what do you want to do? I just want to play video games. Like, that's what I want. That's my Father's Day. You know, like, I love my kids. I love you. You're all great. You're fantastic. Get the fuck out.
But yeah, it's, you know, I feel like that.
But that didn't happen because my dad was like, hey, we're doing a barbecue at my place. And I'm like, so then I had to go down. I mean, I love hanging out with my dad and my family, and my daughter and my nephews are like very close in age. So they're now becoming friends. They're at that age where they're becoming friends. And so it's like they see each other and they get all excited, you know, cousins seeing each other. It's a lot of fun. So, I mean, at the end of the day, as much as I want to sit there and play video games, spending the time with my kids is way more fucking rewarding. So, you know, but even tonight, I'm just like, I got to do my training and maybe I can get like an hour of Ghost of Tsushima in and then go to bed.
I feel like a lot of like people do that. Don't have a lot of time for games. They'll put like, 10 hours into like an 80 hour game and then just go into the next one and like never beat it.
That happens a lot. And one of the reasons why that happens a lot too is because those 80 hour games, they bloat them. I mean, Ubisoft is terrible at this. I have OCD. Like my psychiatrist, like straight up, she was like, yeah, you got fucking OCD, kid. You know, cause I was telling her about video games and like how I'll look at it like a map, like an Ubisoft game, like an open world game. Like Far Cry 4 was terrible for this. And it's just nothing but icons. You know, it's just nothing but collectibles everywhere. And so then I have to go and I have to go collect everything. And I spent like 2 months on Far Cry 5 or Far Cry 4. I did beat it, but it was such a chore to get to the end. Thankfully, Far Cry 5 felt a little bit easier. Well, also the time when the two games came out, I was in different scenarios. Like my daughter was only a couple months old when Far Cry 5 came out. So I'd feed her in the morning. She'd go down for 3 hours and sleep because she's an infant. And then I would just play Far Cry 5 and then I'd feed her and then I'd go get my work done, you know? So like the times to do stuff was different. Now they're, you know, 2.5 and a 1 year old and it's like Jack, you know, fucking Incredibles every day, all day.
Yeah.
So, I can't play a lot of those games because there's just so much on those maps. That's why like Assassin's Creed Odyssey, for example, it really triggered my OCD, but I had so much fun with the game that I didn't mind so much. But I put over 100 hours into Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I haven't even finished the main quest line yet. I mean, I've killed, I think, like 400 bounty hunters or something in that game. Like, I keep fighting them. That takes up most of the time. But I also go through all the side quests, and I make sure I have enough equipment to upgrade or, you know, whatever I need to upgrade. But Ghost of Tsushima, the map is actually not cluttered. You have points of interest, but it's not that cluttered. And to me, it's like super refreshing because I'm like, I'm just going to ride through the world and I don't feel, and I can enjoy the world and I'm not looking for the next thing. I, you know, this area is open, but it's just really beautiful and I can enjoy it. And so for that, I'm thankful, because those other games, they just load it at you, and I just can't deal with it. Fucks me up.
Yeah.
And now you guys all know my deep-rooted psychological problems.
I go for a lot of trophies and stuff like that. Like, I don't really call myself a trophy winner, because I'm like, I might as well be like, I'm a fucking virgin. But I just got the platinum on Death Stranding, and that shit, like, I was like, nah, maybe I should like take a break from it, start something else, and like, I started Outer Worlds, made my character, and I was like, nah, let me go back to Death Stranding. This is like, I feel that, where it's like, it bothers you when you don't have the game done.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen Death Stranding is on sale right now for like $20 at Best Buy, and I was tempted to get it. I was like, do I want to get that? And then I'm looking at what's coming on the horizon and what I still have to play. I'm like, nah, I'll wait. It will eventually be a PS Plus game. You know, or they'll port it over to PS5 and I'll get it then or something. I'm not really in a rush to get it.
Especially because it's like such a fucking out there game. I think the best thing is to wait for it, especially if you don't like it. It's better to spend like $10 on something and play it for like an hour than like 30.
And then what's this fucking Fall Guys game? What the fuck is this game?
Oh, that shit's like, honestly, fucking, it's like just stupid fun. It's like Wipeout, but like Battle Royale. Yeah, if you have PlayStation Plus, 100%, like, even if, like, just trying it, it's worth it.
Yeah, no, I saw all these, everyone's playing Fall Guys, and I'm like, it looks kind of fun, I guess. And then I go, and I'm like, all right, I wonder how much it's going to cost me to go and buy. And then I log in, and it's all, like, free. And I'm like, you motherfucker spoke my language. All right, like, yeah, let's, you know.
I'm Jewish, so I feel that.
Yeah, on my dad's side, I am. But I'm just cheap. That's just how that's how the fuck I am. But hey, man, I am going to let you go, because I'm going to wrap this thing up here, because I do have to I have to get to training for this new job. So that's like 3 hours and shit. And I really appreciate you calling on in. Thank you for the fun game conversation. I don't do as much of that these days as I would like. But we'll definitely talk again soon. Thank you very much, man.
Have a good one.
You too, man. Thank you. All right, everyone. Thank you very much. I just want to quickly look at the chat here. Command Unit became a True Detective member. I need to update those member badges. I'm moving the true crime stuff over to the Forbidden Knowledge channel. But anyway, thank you very much. Really appreciate it here. You said you want the new SAR to be adapted to a TV show because it's basically a much better version of House of Cards. Well, maybe in a post-Trump administration or a post-Trump America, some company will want to adapt it because they'll want to use it as a way to kind of showcase how bad things were under Trump in regards to his love of dictators. So, you know what? I think it probably could get adapted. Stranger things have happened. All right. So let me see here. Lexi says, I love Jersh. I don't know who Jersh is. Oh, check Skype more. Yeah, I don't get notifications on Skype anymore. I need to go check that shit out. But I appreciate that stuff. Command Unit says, I dated a girl named Lolita. She was nice. Never asked about why she was named Lolita. And you feel like you regret that you didn't ask her. Well, yeah, no, I get you, man. I get you. There's sometimes, you know, I mean, I understand there's those burning questions, right? Like the stuff you really want to ask. If you're ever in the moment to ask those questions, you want to do it. And I think that may be one of them. Like, why were you named Lolita? Oh, after Dominic Swain in that that Jeremy Irons movie, Lolita, right? That's, your parents are weird. But anyway, guys, on that note, I'm going to wrap this up. I do appreciate everyone coming on in. I do want to keep these around like an hour. Just a good time to have a conversation. I'll schedule out earlier next time so people have more time to get ready to call in. We'll do Skype. But thank you to everyone who called. Thank you to Command Unit for becoming a new member. Thank you for checking out Boulder Talk Radio. Leaning into the meme is what we do here 100% of the time. Although someone on Twitter did make the comment for, like, if it's a radio station, just going like KBDLR or no, KBLDR-FM, Boulder Talk Radio. I'm your host, Matt Jarbo. Thank you again for watching. Have yourself a great day, everyone, and peace the absolute fuck out.